Well, hello, podcast family, and welcome back to The Table I Built. It is our season 2 finale, and this is a place where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. So as we close the season, I want to talk about something that's impacting so many people across the country right now. The job market in the U.S. continues to shift every day, every hour, real time. And last I checked over the weekend, nearly 1.1 million people have been laid off across industries this year alone. And in pharma, biotech specifically, we've seen close to upwards of 15,000 jobs eliminated. People are navigating uncertainty, transition, and in many cases, fear, whether they've already been impacted or they're watching the environment around them change and they're trying to figure out what to do next. So today, we are dedicating this finale to a conversation that Shayna and I started at Young Black Pharma recently, a conversation about how to stay grounded, how to stay prepared, and how to move forward with clarity, whether you're currently employed or you're navigating a layoff. So before we dive in, though, I want to introduce the woman joining me at the table today. Shayna Washington is a seasoned commercial leader in the pharma space, and with more than 15 years, almost 20 years of experience driving meaningful patient-centered impact across life sciences. She's led global marketing strategy for some of the most recognized brands in healthcare, and recently as the global marketing director at Moderna, where she's helped shape the global COVID franchise and led outreach to multi-ethnic thought leaders during the height of the pandemic. She's launched global initiatives, worked across international markets, and championed women's leadership as co-chair of a major employee resource group. Shayna holds degrees from Columbia University and Ohio University and executive certificates from Northwestern and NYU. But beyond the credentials, she brings clarity, wisdom, and heart to every space she enters. Shayna, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the table.
Thank you, Andrea. I am so pleased to be a part of your podcast. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, Shayna, you and I have been reflecting on what's happening in the job market right now as of late. And the truth is, no one is layoff proof, but people can be prepared. So let's start with people who are still employed. What advice would you give someone who's currently employed but knows the environment is very unstable?
Yeah, so before I give any advice, I think it's really important to share that the, as you mentioned, the environment is unstable. And I think it's important for people to really realize that it's unstable and that a lot of things happen that are out of our control. And I think facing the fact that unexpected events may in fact happen, may happen to you, I think it's important for us to just kind of let that sink in. We saw recently with the government shutdown, right? A lot of people were not thinking that they would be impacted the way that they did. You and I talked about this recently about people standing in lines for, you know, food pantry lines. And that's something that a lot of people haven't done before. So I think that just understanding that those things that you may think will never happen to you, it might just happen to you. So I think that understanding that reality, number one, is important. But in terms of, to address your question, in terms of what advice would I give people who are currently working but maybe preparing or thinking about how they can prepare, I came up with a little acronym, I think. So for a lot of people who have either ever worked with me or just know me personally, they know that I tend to have a lot of analogies for some reason and tend to speak with different acronyms. So I came up with one for this called GROW, G-R-O-W. So the first thing I think people can do in terms of preparing for like the unexpected job loss would be number one, G, grow your finances. So we talk a lot about having an emergency fund. I think that's great, right? Mm-hmm. Having an emergency fund, but also growing that emergency fund because your job search may take a lot longer than you expect. I don't think anybody's ever complained about having too much money, too much in their piggy bank. So why not grow that fund, right? R would be reinvent your skill set. So we talk about this evolving market. We hear a lot about AI and how AI is disrupting or how AI is changing things. So I think it's important to keep evolving with the market. If that means growing skills in AI or any other area, let's do that because we want to, of course, always remain marketable. O would be open new connections. So, of course, we hear a lot about networking. And a lot of people talk about, well, I hate networking. I don't even know what that is. How do you do that effectively? I still don't know the answer. But I think it's important to network widely while you're currently in whatever organization you are in, but also outside that organization. And I think that's important because when you reach out to, quote, your network, when you're looking, you want to be top of mind. If you haven't talked to somebody in a long time, you may not be top of mind. So I would say, again, for O is to open new connections. And then W stands for work. So work your plan. We talk a lot about having a plan. So let's work your plan. So again, G-R-O-W, guard your finances, reinvent your skill set, open new connections, and then work your plan. That would be my.
I love that, Shana. It's really just staying intentional and not passive, right?
Correct.
And I think that that's something the listeners can take away from this podcast. So hopefully you guys are taking notes or using your notes app. But I think those are fantastic guidance. And then also to, you know, from an HR perspective, I would say there are some signs too that, you know, maybe your company's not going through a restructure or a layoff, but there could be a shift. Because financially, many industries and businesses are taking a toll right now. And so are you noticing that there's a hiring freeze? Are you noticing that they're within your function or organization that budgets are getting tight? And so take what Shana said and also don't ignore the signs inside your organization because those can be tipping you off as to what may be coming. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about those who've been laid off and we know that this is real. We, you know, I opened it with so many people out of the job market right now. The climate is tough and it feels like it's an employer's market right now. And, you know, I want us to talk about kind of the first thing someone should do in the days immediately following a layoff, because sometimes we feel like we've got to immediately jump into what's next. And I get it. Bills are due. You got families, you got things that have to happen. But, you know, let's talk about grounding oneself. So, Shana, what are your thoughts when someone gets laid off? What are some early things they should do before they jump right back into the job market?
Yeah, I think you have to do, of course, like what's right for you. And if you want to go what's right back in, totally fine, yeah. You know. But I think it's important not to ignore the fact that this is highly emotional a lot of times because someone basically kind of like took your plan away. They changed your plan, right? You had a plan to do whatever you were doing and someone came in and said, change the plan.
Right.
You're not coming to work on Monday.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to understand that a lot of times it is highly emotional. So with that being said, I think that just kind of taking a breather is important. Again, whatever that means to you, just like understanding what just happened a little bit. And if that means if you're upset, if you're angry, you know, be angry for a minute. If you're sad, be sad. If you need to cry, go ahead and cry. I remember I got laid off. I remember this. It was about 10, 15 years ago. For some reason, I remember where I was and I just felt so crummy. It was the day after I got the news and I called my friend and he told me, he's like, Shana, if you want to cry, just cry. Just take a day. And if you want to stay in the bed all day, stay in the bed all day. And he said, but tomorrow I need you out that bed.
Right.
He's like, tomorrow you got to get back in the saddle.
That's good.
And I remember that even though it was so long ago, and I think because it just rings true, take a breather, do what you need to do for a limited amount of time, and then get back and start that search, right? But I think if you don't ground yourself, you're not doing yourself any favors. I think you have to let that wave kind of pass so that you can think clearly again. And then when you're ready to move into action, and hopefully it won't take you a long time, you can do things such as check your finances, see how much runway you have. Again, going back to that emergency fund, see what's in there. Identify how long that's going to last you. see where you can cut back so that your runway can be a little bit longer if you need it to be, right? And I would also say letting your trusted people in your network know, of course, family, but also, if appropriate, but also letting your network know that you are now exploring new opportunities so that they are aware. So those would be pieces of info that I would share with others.
That's good. I love the, just being grounded and name the fear, name the shock, rest before rushing in, right? Avoid panic decisions. I'd also to add, understand your benefits. When you are laid off or impacted, what does that look like for your PTO, for severance, for unemployment, for healthcare? Once you've, digested, then take a moment and look at all the paperwork. And to your point, Shannon, maybe you got to reach out to your network or someone you trust to go, here's the data I got, help me dissect this. So I think that's going to be important. Then we move to reclaiming your narrative. For a lot of people, layoffs take a toll on their identity and their confidence. And in our panel recently, we talked about and we asked the audience, who are you outside of your title? And what we want to encourage people is to separate your worth from your job. Create a layoff narrative, because once you start applying to jobs, recruiters are going to ask, what happened? Mm-hmm. You want to be prepared to say, hey, due to restructuring, XYZ. Practice saying it out loud and saying it with confidence. Reclaim your achievements and your impact. When we talked about earlier, kind of understanding where you are currently at an employer, make sure you're documenting or you're able to quantify your impact, because when you're back out on the market, you've got to articulate that. Remove shame. There are so many people that are in the job market right now. Layoffs are economic. They're not personal. So remove that from the narrative. And I think that's helpful in kind of reclaiming your narrative. Any thoughts there, Shayna?
I think that's really important, especially you shared that with me. We talked about this, like you mentioned, at YBP a couple of weeks ago. I would also just ask you, as an HR leader, what are some ways that you think people can monetize their skills while they're searching?
That's a great question. And I think it's important for folks to understand that there are ways that you can bridge kind of where you are to where you want to go. And, you can consult, you can do contract assignments, you can do short-term projects, fractional work, use existing skills to create revenue. Bridging your income reduces your panic and it increases clarity, because when you're in panic mode, it's hard to make really wise and clear decisions. And so a lot of people have monetizable skills that they overlook, from coaching to project management and also strategy. So, once you've had that moment of like digesting what's happening, I want you to write down, what are my monetizable skills? What are the things that people always come to me for? What am I really good at? And then how can I monetize that? So I think those would be ways that people can monetize and bridge between where they are and where they want to go.
I think that's helpful. I think it's key also, yeah, is reducing the panic, like you mentioned, because a lot of times when you are told you've been impacted, a natural response would be you're panicking, and that's right. Nowhere to that's go when you're looking for a new role. So helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. So before we wrap up, we want to give folks just again, some, if you're walking away with what can I do now, a cleared roadmap that we've talked about. I would say one is, reset, rebuild the narrative, update your resume, update your LinkedIn, networking, strategic applications. And I want to make sure too that people understand, and maybe we go back to Shayna, to your grow as we close out, to anyone listening. What's one final message you'd give to someone who's feeling anxious in this season?
That's so interesting you say that, because this morning I was listening to a devotional that popped up on my phone, and it was about feeling anxious. And it, reminded me, this wasn't in the devotion, but it reminded me of, I think, that Bible verse that so many of us know, which is in Jeremiah, I think 29, about, I know I'm not going to say it wrong now in front of all these people. Okay. But the first step is essentially, about God talking about, I know the plans I have for you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. And I think that when we are in a season where, like, you don't know what's going on, you've tried your best, I'm reminded of that verse where it's like, okay, I had a plan to do X, Y, and Z. That plan is not going according to my plan. But
Right.
just remembering that God said, hey, I know I have a plan for you. And it's a plan to give you a hope and give you a future. And he didn't just say it to me, it was to all of us. So I just try to hold on to that, to that message.
I think that's a beautiful way to close. So to anyone listening, you're not starting from zero. You're not starting with no experience. You have value. You have options. You have a future. Don't lose sight of that. And if anyone wants support, career transition, leadership development, HR strategy, you can connect with me directly through Concrete Strategies. And you can reach out to me here on LinkedIn. And of course, you can reach out to Shayna on LinkedIn as well. Thank you for joining us for the season 2 finale of The Table I Built. We'll see you next season. Take care.